Oh, God. As if this party could get any worse. See that guy over there in the gray sweatshirt? Yeah, him. The one with the goofy goatee. I can't stand him. Everybody says he's so good looking. I mean, I guess he is kind of hot. What do you think? I know you're a guy and you're into girls, but that makes you more objective. Do you think he's cute? Yeah, you're right. He's cute. God, I hate him. Oh, come on, that's not true. I don't like everybody. Most people, sure, but not him. And trust me, the feeling is mutual. Every time I talk to him, I can tell how much he hates me. He oozes contempt for me. He probably oozes a lot of other things, too. But contempt for me is one of them. Sure, most people like me, I suppose. But not him. Not Mr. Goatee. Look at him. He's looking over here now. He knows we're talking about him. Look at that self-assured expression on his face. Like he thinks he's the center of attention. I'm sure he thinks everyone is always talking about him. Sure, I am talking about him. Falling down on my knees in adoration. That's obviously what he expects. It's obviously what he wants. Yeah, I suppose you might call that a smile. More like a grimace, if you ask me. But of course you'd think it's a nice smile. You never think badly of anyone. You think that everybody's awesome. Okay, I admit it's a nice smile, but that just pisses me off all the more. I don't want him to like me. I don't want him to give me that sweet smile like he's some kind of nice guy. Why do I want him to hate me? Do you really want to know the truth? You know the whole enemies to lovers thing, right? Like Han Solo and Princess Leia, or Jon Snow and that redhead chick? Or the hottest one of all, Emma and Mr. Knightley. Enemies to lovers really gets me worked up. I think it's so fucking hot. I know it's ridiculous, but I can't help it. It really turns me on. And that's why it drives me nuts that a cute guy like him is so nice to me. Why can't there be at least one guy who hates me? So that we can exchange witty insults until we're so hot that we can't help but tear each other's clothes off and fuck like animals. Jesus, just talking about it is making me hot. Oh, come on, dude. You do not hate me. We've been friends for years. You had a crush on me in high school. Hell, sometimes I think you still have a crush on me. You most definitely do not hate me. Wait, are you saying that because you think it'll make me hot and then you can get in my pants? Dude, that is so pathetic. A girl confesses her secret to you, and you use it against her to try and get some pussy? God, that is disgusting. Okay. I'll play along with your sick little game. Tell me then, why do you hate me? Brash? And what the hell do you mean by that? That's just something asshole guys say about girls who are opinionated and speak their minds. I admit it. I have a lot to say, and I want people to hear me say it. I even use multisyllabic words sometimes. If you can't handle that in a woman, then get the fuck out. Hey, is it getting warm in here? Ooh. Anyway, get over yourself. Whew. Some guys like a woman who thinks for herself. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now. I think you've had a crush on me since high school, and you've never done anything about it. I fucking hate that about you. I used to sit around like some emo chick wondering if you liked me, and waiting forever for you to ask me out. Whew. It's definitely getting warm in here. Huh. But you never did ask me out. Not once. You went to prom with... who was that girl? Some bimbo. I was so pissed off at you. I knew you just asked her to the dance because you figured she'd put out. Well, guess what, asshole? Smart girls put out too. That dumb jock that I ended up going to prom with got a hell of a lot more pussy than you did that night. You probably didn't actually get any. Miss Bimbo probably enjoyed your $200 dinner and went over to some other guy's house for sex. And there I was, letting a dumb jock have his fun while I was thinking about you all night. You know, now that we're talking about it, I actually do hate you. Oh. Oh. Okay. Ooh. I'm starting to feel kind of hot. Fuck. I shouldn't have worn this damn sweater. What was I thinking? Oh, sure. Of course you think I should take it off. Any excuse to get a better look at my tits, right? I bet that's another thing you hate about me. You hate how I have a nice body. All those nights we've had long, heart-to-heart conversations about our many breakups, about that one girl you were so into online who ended up ghosting you. The whole time we talk, you stare at my tits like some kind of horny asshole. What kind of friend does that? Jesus, I'm boiling right now. I've got to get the sweater off. In fact, I need to get a hell of a lot more than the sweater off. Hey, you live nearby, right? Just around the corner? Well, isn't that handy? Because you know what? Your evil plan is working. I can't stand you. And I have got to have your dick inside me. Right now. Come on. Hurry. Let's get out of here. Wow. I forgot how nice your apartment is. Actually, that's another reason I hate you. Why do you get to have such a nice place while I live in a dump? It's not fair. I sure have a lot of reasons to hate you, don't I? And another thing, I bet you think your cock is spectacular, don't you? I bet you think every woman on earth wants your dick. But I don't want your dick. The last thing I want is your dick. Now get those pants down so I can suck it. Yes, you pompous, undeserving, horny asshole. I'm gonna suck your goddamn cock. God, I hate your cock. It is spectacular. But I don't like it. I hate it. And it tastes fucking fantastic. I can't stand the way it tastes. But shit. Oh, it tastes so good. Don't you dare come in my mouth. You think I want to swallow your nasty jizz? You probably think all the girls just love having you shoot it down their throat. But not me. No, no, no. Not me. Listen to you moan. You're so fucking horny. You want pussy, don't you? Fine. Whatever. I don't care. You can fuck me if that's what you want, but I am not going to enjoy it. Come on, jerk. I'm on my hands and knees. I can't stand you. Now grab my hips and shove your cock into me and fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, God. I needed this. I needed this so badly. Fuck me. Fuck me like you hate me. Fuck me. Like I'm the last girl on earth you would ever want to fuck. Harder. Oh, you hate me, right? Oh, you hate me, right? Show me. Show me how much you hate me. You know what I despise more than anything about you? Oh, I hate your cum. I hate your cum. Oh, now shoot it in me. Oh, fill my pussy full. There you go. There you go. There you go, you bastard. Unload those horrible... Oh, wonderful balls of yours. Oh, ram. Ram that awful, fantastic cock as deep into me as you can. And dump. You're loading me like you can't stand being around me. Oh shit. Oh, I'm so turned on. Oh fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. come with me. Come with me, you bastard. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Yes. Okay, so that was pretty damned hot. And now that we've got that out of the way, do you still hate me? Did you ever really hate me? No. The whole idea of the enemies to lovers thing is once you have sex, you're not enemies anymore, right? So, you know, I actually really, really like you. I have always liked you. Sure, you piss me off like crazy sometimes. But I really like you. I know you've always liked me. This whole I hate you thing you just played, that was all an excuse to get in my pussy, wasn't it? Fess up. I knew it. I told you from the very beginning that I was on to you. I should probably be really mad at you for playing me like that. But you know what? I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. In fact, I'm really glad. I'm glad we finally had sex after all these years. And thanks for playing along with my fantasy. Because, damn, that was a pretty hot fuck. You know, we should pretend to hate each other again sometime. Maybe sometime soon. Sweet. You think you'll dislike me tomorrow night? Because I've got no plans. And God, do I despise your dick.